Thank you. Please call the roll.
Bostic.
Here.
Butler.
Here.
Kaysley. Cavallini.
Here.
Clark.
Here.
Dean.
Present.
Gordon.
Present.
Harding. Hasselton.
Here.
Moss.
Present.
Knuckles. Owens.
Present.
Rakowskis.
Here.
Renner.
Here.
Segabiano.
Here.
Wendt.
Present.
Ahart. Baggett.
Here.
Sorensen.
Present. 15 present. We have a quorum. There are no requests from members of the public or county employees. We have a consent agenda. Are there any items to be removed from consent? Motion Segabiano to move the consent agenda as presented. Second Bostic. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. We'll move on to standing committees. Under the executive committee, we have item 7A1A, which is the chairman's recommendation on appointment to the county board district number 6. I have to tell you, it was a pleasure to have two outstanding individuals apply for this opening. It made the decision-making process difficult. I appreciate the input from the members of the board. And at the end of the day, or in this case, at the beginning of the day, it's my pleasure to place in nomination John McIntyre for the opening.
I move to concur with the recommendation.
We have a motion, Segoviano, second Gordon to concur. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Mr. McIntyre, will you please come up and be sworn?
I, John McIntyre, having been appointed to the office of County Board Member in County Board District 6 in the County of McLean and the State of Illinois, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of McLean County Board Member, District 6, to the best of my ability. Congratulations. Could you sign the oath, please? And there's one below it for you. It's okay. Copy for you. Thank you. All right, item 7A1B that was distributed at your places this morning is a request approval of a resolution approving the chairman's appointments to the standing committees, subcommittees, and liquor control commission of the McLean County Board. This is effectively a one-month appointment. we'll revisit this again in December, or somebody will revisit this again in December. We have a motion, Owens, second Bostic. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Vice Chairman Hasselton.
We request approval of the emergency appropriation amending the county fiscal year 2008 combined annual appropriation and budget ordinance, general fund 001, county board department 001. And so move.
We have a motion, Hasselton, second Renner. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
We have a request for approval of the retainer and fee agreement with the law office of Robert A. Kearney. So moved.
I have a motion, Hoselton, second, Gordon. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
The balance, we have a general report and from, and that can be found from page 101 through page 132.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Vice Chairman Hoselton? None heard. Property Committee, Chairman Bostic.
I have two items this morning. The first, 7B1A, request approval of contract agreement with Core Construction Autobahn to replace outside recreation deck at Juvenile Detention Center Facilities Management, and I so move.
We have a motion, Bostic, second, Dean. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
7B1B is the request approval of an emergency appropriation ordinance amending the combined annual appropriation and budget ordinance, General Fund 001, Facilities Management Department 0041, to pay for the outside recreation deck at the Juvenile Detention Center, and I so move.
Motion, Bostic. Second, Segubiano. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign.
In our general reports on page 165.
Are there any questions of Chairman Bostic of the Property Committee? Transportation Committee, Chairman Hoselton.
We request approval of an emergency appropriation ordinance amending the McLean County fiscal year 2008 combined annual appropriation and budget ordinance for the McLean County Highway Department, Fund 120, and McLean County Highway Department 0055. So move.
Motion Hoselton, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Our general report can be found on pages 178 to 188.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Chairman Hoselton of the Transportation Committee? None heard. Finance Committee, Vice Chairman Owens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have several items for action. First is request approval of an emergency appropriation ordinance amending the McLean County fiscal year 2008 combined annual appropriations and budget ordinance, General Fund 0001, and the County Clerk's Office 0005, and I so move.
Motion Owens, second Hoselton. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you. D1B is a request approval of a resolution to authorize the chairman of the McLean County Board to execute a deed of conveyance on parcel 1530-20-426-0001 to Leroy Fertilizer Services through the Treasurer's Office, and I so move.
Motion Owens, second Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you. D1C is a request approval of a rescission agreement with Maximus, Inc. This can be found at your places. The finance took this at stand-up this morning. I will so move and then make a comment.
Motion Owens, second Rakowskis.
Thank you. This, a month ago, we approved an agreement with Maximus, and about less than 2 weeks after the approval, Maximus informed us that they have sold off that part of the business, and it was of our legal staff have said because we had an agreement with Maximus and not the new company that we should rescind this and that it should then be rebid out. So that's in part what we're doing today is to rescind the agreement with Maximus.
Other questions, comments, or discussion? We have a motion, Owens, Rakowskis. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And our general report will be on 196 to 245, which that does include our special meeting that we had for budgetary items.
Very good. Are there any questions for Chairman Owens of the Finance Committee? None heard. Justice Committee, Chairman Renner.
The Justice Committee brings two items for action. Item E1A is request approval to accept a grant in the amount of $333,002 from the Department of Justice for McLean County Drug Court in court services, and I so move that.
We have a motion, Chairman Renner, second Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? I can't help but giggle how we rounded it off to $2.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Okay. John says it's the administrative surcharge.
That's taken the $350.
Very good. I apologize. We have a motion, Renner, second Cavallini, to approve E1A as presented. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And item E1B is request approval of an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Bloomington, the County of McLean, and the Town of Normal, regulating the use of the McLean, by the County of McLean and the Town of Normal of the police shooting range facility of the City of Bloomington in the Sheriff's Department, and I so move that.
We have a motion, Renner, second Segubiano. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And our general report is found on pages 264 to 284. And again, I'd like to welcome members McIntyre and Hosselton to the Justice Committee. And a longtime colleague of yours, John Winham, sends his best. He just got elected by a margin of a massive landslide of 5 votes to a county board in central Wisconsin. So anyway, in his retirement, pushing 80, he is on the vanguard of change there, too. So.
Very good. Thank you, Chairman Renner. Are there any questions of Chairman Renner of the Justice Committee? Land Use and Development Committee, Chairman Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The reported success of former member Wenham reminds us that retired political scientists can be on the prowl.
Save for yourself.
Your time will come. The Land Use and Development Committee formally has no items to, for action this morning. Our general report is found on pages 285 through 291.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Chairman Gordon of the Land Use and Development Committee? It doesn't require a requirement to be on the prowl, from what I understand. Anyway.
Acknowledged.
Report of the County Administrator, John Zunick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing to bring before the board this morning. I'd be happy to answer any questions that any members might have at this time.
Member Gordon.
I was going to make a comment. I'll put it in the form of a question. I'm very pleased that we have received the grant for McLean County Drug Court. What is the status of other possible moves in the direction that the drug court takes us, specifically something like a mental health court?
At this time, and I may defer to Lori McCormick, who's here, the Director of Court Services, or Bill Yoder, the State's Attorney, it's my understanding that this time there is a committee that has been established by Chief Judge Robb to explore the options of a mental health court. This committee has been meeting on a regular basis. They've also involved some of the local providers in terms of attending the meetings, in terms of providers who provide mental health services. An application, I believe, was prepared and submitted. I don't know if we heard whether we received it or not. There was a planning grant which was available from the Department of Justice in the amount of $50,000 to help plan for the development of a mental health court. Do you know whether...
I don't have any information on that.
Yeah. I don't know whether that's been reviewed or approved yet or whether it's still pending in Washington. But that's where we are at this time. Somewhat similar, I think, to the approach that was taken with the drug court in the sense that there was an inter-office group that was put together and reviewed, the development of a drug court. They were able, with drug court, to receive a planning grant, which I think was very helpful because it allowed members from the court, court services, the state's attorney's office, public defender's office, to actually visit other drug courts and to meet with other drug courts and also to attend conferences put on by the Department of Justice. I don't know if you want to add anything, Mr. Yoder, or if Ms. McCormick wants to add anything.
Well, about all I can add to that is, as Mr. Zunick indicated, we have been meeting the justice community and organizations outside of the legal community that are involved in mental health issues have been meeting periodically to discuss possible alternatives that we might have available to us. We've visited several mental health courts throughout Illinois, as a team. One of the difficulties that we're facing is that most of the successful mental health courts that we visited have ample mental health facilities within their immediate area, which we do not have. We have Broman has a source and or a facility, and other limited alternatives as far as the treatment, which is the major component of any mental health court. So we are looking at every alternative. Chief Judge Robb has been very progressive in her efforts to spearhead this concept here in McLean County. It's a matter of what we can do with the available resources we have in this community and what we can do to maybe increase those resources. One of the initiatives has been a movement towards CIT teams, at law enforcement, crisis intervention teams, where police have received training on how to identify a mental health issue when they are called to a scene. If the person is suffering from mental health issues, instead of simply arresting the person, taking them down to the county jail, they are trained to identify the fact that there's a mental health issue possibly present, attempts or training on how to de-escalate the situation, and if the person is removed from the scene, they may be taken to a alternative facility for treatment as opposed to simply the county jail for incarceration. That's the best I can tell you right now. It is an ongoing process. As in drug court, you can't simply start a program without having researched it thoroughly, and I think the success of our drug court has indicated and shown that, you know, we do invest the work up front to make sure we do what's best for McLean County. We're doing the same and making those same efforts as far as mental health issues and how they would best be resolved within this county.
Thank you. Any other questions for the administrator's office? Other business or communications? We have bills to pay totaling $10,739,496.09. Those were distributed at your places. Motion Cavallini, second Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. With that, two quick announcements. One, Liquor Control Commission will convene in this room at 9:30, and the next month's calendar has been adjusted slightly for the date of the executive committee meeting to deal with a holiday. So look at your calendars for next month. With that, we are adjourned until November 18th, 2008.